AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Iowa's first in the nation presidential contest is a week from today. And last night, the Democratic presidential candidates had their final town hall appearance before the vote. Hillary Clinton recalled how she tried but failed to push through health care changes during her husband's time as president.
I was trying to get us to universal health care coverage working with my husband. Boy, the insurance companies, the drug companies, they spent millions, not just against the issue, but against me.
But rival Bernie Sanders said,
everybody should be entitled to health care as a right, comprehensive health care.
How would he pay for that?
We may raise taxes, but we are also going to eliminate private health insurance premiums.
Bernie Sanders also wants to make college free, to which Hillary Clinton said, if you can afford to pay, you should pay. Here's how much snow we have in Washington. We've got so much snow that the monuments and memorials on the National Mall were closed yesterday. We're digging out, though, like much of the rest of the East Coast, which saw 2 feet of snow or more in some places.
But this is a Herculean effort, to say the least.
Tom Aversano is in Baltimore, where he and his neighbors have been shoveling snow because the plows haven't been able to reach them. He talked to WMAR-TV in Baltimore. Overseas, an Afghan police officer shot and killed 10 fellow officers as they were sleeping. The officer who opened fire got away, and the Taliban says he has now joined them. Stocks around the world sank today after oil prices started to fall again. Just taking a look at one area, Shanghai's composite, that's China's stock main stock market, the Shanghai composite dropped 6.4%. This is AP Radio News. Trouble in Paris. Our Charles de Ledesma's overseas.
Paris police have fired tear gas at protesters, while taxi drivers have lit bonfires on a major highway amid nationwide strikes and protests over working conditions and competition from non-traditional services such as cab group Uber. One in five flights have been cancelled at Paris airports and other flights face delays. Some teachers and other public services are also protesting over a range of issues, including wages and working conditions. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Iran's president has told a forum of business leaders in Rome that his country is now the safest and most stable in the region. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani is using the first state visit by an Iranian president to Europe in nearly 2 decades to boost his country's economy, now that a nuclear deal has led to the lifting of economic sanctions. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.